It's Friday, March 23rd. Let's talk PlayStation. Hello, everyone. So it's time to go back to our regularly scheduled programming. LTPS 301. We can stop all the theatrics now. Hope you enjoyed the remastered Let's Talk PlayStation that I uploaded Monday. Episode 1 remastered. Really a remake. I understand that. That sort of went over my head. Anyway, let's get into some news stories. And I'm going to start off with my favorite news story from this past week. The original Luminous is coming to PS4, also Xbox One, PC, and Switch. But this is specifically PlayStation related because Luminous launched on the PSP back in 2004. Because that was the original, that was the Japanese launch, like around December, and then the US was March 2005. But Luminous was a launch title. God, I love this game. And what's so cool is that, like, Illuminous Electronic Symphony launched on the Vita. That was a launch title, but Luminous has been available on multiple platforms over the years. But the game, the franchise started on PSP, and I have not played the original one in so long, and I still think the original one has the best music, the best skins, the best... Oh my God, I love it. So I'm actually super excited. You can expect the Luminous remaster in May. They're not giving a firm date for this game, but... 4K visuals and all that nonsense. I mean, it's a puzzle game, so it's nothing super intensive, but I'm excited. For this next one, I just thought it was rather cool because you don't see this too often with Sony's IP, but Ready Player One, the movie that's going to be coming up, that's going to be coming out very soon, which is the adaptation from the original book, has a bunch of, you know, influences and nods and references to a lot of video game characters and things like that, which is cool. But actually, you can also actually, you can find some Sony IP in this movie as well. So what we do know is that Kratos, Sackboy, Nathan Drake, and Knack, of all things, is actually going to make a cameo appearance in this movie, or some sort of greater appearance. Obviously, they won't have some sort of major role in the film. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought it was interesting, because, like, you really don't see this happening too often with Sony's IP being influenced into some sort of other, you know, mainstream media. But moving on to something a little bit more relevant, I thought this would be a good thing to bring up because this is actually making, like, major headlines, and yeah, we haven't mentioned it in quite a long time, and the whole point of this news story is that it's to remind you. But if you did buy a fat PlayStation 3, you have until April 15th to file your claim, because if you did buy that fat PS3, you are entitled to a $65 rebate from Sony themselves. If you don't remember, this was because Sony had a settled lawsuit in regards to back in 2010 when they released a firmware update that removed the other OS feature from PlayStation 3. The other OS feature allowed you to install things like Linux on the PS3, and they then removed it, and then thus a lawsuit and Sony losing. And now, so if you do have the ownership of a fat PS3, or you had purchased one back in that time, you are entitled to a cool $65 from Sony. But you will still have to go to the claims website and actually punch all your information in. So you're going to need either the serial ID of the PS3 that you purchased, or I think they'll also take a PSN ID in that place. Also, you have to write down, like, either proof that you use other OS or how it harmed you in some way. It's all, you know, legal, you know, mumbo jumbo, but, you know, get on there and put in your stuff if you hadn't already, because the deadline is coming up. So if you didn't see from this past week, a lot of God of War stuff going on. The game's release is coming up very soon, and Corey Barlog and the whole team are very excited, and they showed off a lot of gameplay to a lot of industry figures, and there's a lot of great stuff coming out. So anyway, we have some news stories about God of War. We know a little bit more about the difficulty settings in the game, which is pretty cool. So there's actually four difficulty settings. They're called Give Me a Story, Give Me a Balanced Experience, Give Me a Challenge, and then the hardest setting is called Give Me God of War. And Sony Santa Monica detailed this a little bit, saying that Give Me God of War is a much different mode. Like, it's not necessarily a situation where they just bump up HP and attack of the enemies and things like that. It's actually a dynamically different experience because they change the attack patterns of, like, all the enemies, which is interesting. They're saying that this is a profoundly different experience when you're going through it on the hardest setting. And if you really are looking for a very compelling challenge, play the game on that setting. Another thing that Sony Santa Monica was very open in admitting is, of course, the future of God of War, which they have not been shy about talking about recently, but They have confirmed that they will stay in the Norse universe for the next upcoming God of War games, and within this the saga of what Kratos is doing right now. They're kind of calling this Kratos Part 2, or the second part of Kratos' story, and it will stay in Norse mythology, and it will stay with, you know, Atreus, and they will capitalize further on this ongoing relationship that Kratos has with his son. So I'm super excited to really see what they plan to do with this game from start to finish, because clearly this is a game that has a long-term vision. They really thought this out, and they've been preaching that for a while. One more thing I thought was pretty cool to point out about the new God of War, and it kind of, you know, you probably would have thought this already, but it is confirmed. No loading screens in the game, and most of it is pretty much a straight dynamic shot when it goes from gameplay to cutscene and all those transitions. One straightforward shot, which is cool. Just another reminder that this is a supremely different God of War game than we're typically used to. But perhaps the most exciting news about all this is that God of War has officially gone gold, meaning that the game is done and it's being ready to be printed on discs and being sent to retail stores in the coming weeks, which is great. I'm sure Sony Santa Monica is extremely happy about that over the hard years of labor that they've more than likely gone through to make this game a reality. You know, I don't like to talk about, like, the news stories where games go gold, because it's like, okay, no, you know, obviously games are going to get finished at some point and get released into stores, but it's just, like, in the looming period of, like, how so many people get worried that games might get delayed or something, because it does happen quite frequently in the games industry, it's always a little refreshing to hear this news, because that means, yes, this is really going to happen. And I don't think many people were concerned about this game not hitting its release date. You can usually tell with a certain level of confidence that a game's going to hit its release date when the publisher and developer won't stop talking about their game for, you know, many months and weeks and interviews leading up to the game's release. That kind of tells you that they're ready for prime time. So it's not like we were afraid or anything, but it's still exciting news nonetheless. All right, so let's talk about the Spyro thing again, because we really need to clear some things up. So I don't even remember, did I touch on it last week? I was like kind of afraid that they might announce it and that I would be upset because then I wouldn't be able to officially talk about it. But that rumor from last week was total BS. So the guy that said what was going to happen, when the game was going to get announced, and what it was going to be called, that was all BS. He was just trolling. So, you know, he got the internet. Good for him. Another thing that's been kind of circulating around now for the past few days is Ask Target on Twitter, which is a real Twitter handle and a real account that handles Target-related questions and things like that. Apparently, was also answering somebody saying that the game was going to be coming like 2018. They weren't entirely sure, but I wouldn't look too much into that either. I mean, of course, retail does always get an idea of like when they're getting project or when they're getting product and things like that. But at this point, I'm really not going to touch this news story anymore unless we either get firm rumors from like reputable sources, or certain publications. You know, you gotta pick your battles with this stuff. But at this point, it's kind of getting annoying. I would just like to see this game get announced at this point. And if it is a thing, which I'm sure it very likely is, just get it over with, Activision, because, like, everybody's talking about it now. You might as well just do it. Anyway, those are just some of the news stories that I want to talk about with you guys this week. Yeah, so if you do want to relive some serious Let's Talk PlayStation history, BAM! Let's Talk PlayStation Remastered in full 4K. Although, in hindsight, I really should have put the PS3 XMB in the background. Don't know what I was thinking. It's just one of those reflexes. Like, I don't even have cable television in this room. I have it in my living room, but I didn't even bother to get cable hooked up in the bedroom. So, it's just, like, natural for me to, like, I come home, I turn on my PS4, right? Because that's my gateway to everything, whether it's Netflix or games or YouTube or, you know, whatever. Or my computer, obviously, because my desk's right there. But I should have put the PS3 up there. Oh, anyway, the other video I uploaded was trophies. I finally gave you an update on what's going on in the trophy realm, so you can check that out too if you want to check out some trophy type stuff. And next week, I think this coming Monday, I'll release a video that I've been wanting to do for a while, which I've already made and filmed and edited, so it can very easily go up this Monday. And it'll probably be the one where it's PlayStation 4, Xbox One, the entire timeline story of why Sony is doing so well with the PS4 and why Microsoft really fell flat. I've always wanted to do that video, and I think now is a pretty good time considering it just really doesn't seem like Microsoft is going to make a substantial catch up on units, and Sony's still doing quite well with their lead. So yeah, you can expect that Monday and Wednesday. I don't know. Maybe I'll finally upload one of those new rememberings that I finished. And follow me on Twitter at Mystic Ryan. I'm trying to tweet a lot more, which is something I have never really been great at. I'm always, you know, it's weird. I consume so much content, and I always like creating content, but then sometimes I just really drop the ball on certain things. Like when I only released Let's Talk PlayStation for like, 4 or 5 months, that's all I was doing, and I barely tweet, so I'm trying to change that as well. So follow me on Twitter, at Mystic Ryan, and we'll talk up some good tweets and things like that in 280 characters. Exciting times are upon us, everybody. Anyway, that concludes this week's episode of Let's Talk PlayStation. I'm Ryan Benecki. Thank you all so much for talking with me, and I will see you guys next Friday.